Welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we're learning Avos Yisrael in Perek Hey, towards the end of the Sefer. This is Shir number 17. The Chavetz Chaim tells us that a person has to create a love in his heart for every Jew. When a person sees another Yid, when he sees another Jew, he has to train himself and tell himself, I love that person. Every time you see another Jew, realize it's another opportunity to mekayim, to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa v'ahav t'lorecha kamoicha. I see someone, I see another Jew, tell yourself, I love him. And train yourself that when you see another Jew, it's another opportunity to do a mitzvah. The Chavetz Chaim says that we have to love other Jews physically, we have to be concerned for them financially and with their COVID. The same way a person wants people to respect him and honor him, and he wants people to be concerned of his financial situation, we should make sure to be concerned for other people's COVID, for their honor, for their financial situation. And this is the mitzvah of Ahav Torecha Kamoicha. As well as the Mishnah tells us in Perek Aleph of Peah, we say it every single day after Birchas HaTorah, that bringing friends together, making peace amongst friends, is of the mitzvahs that a person receives reward here in this world. And the ultimate reward is in the world to come. Then the Chavetz Chaim tells us that the Yetzahara is mifata oisoi. The Yetzahara tries to persuade and trick the person, and that the person should have complaints against Hashem, that Hashem is not giving him what he deserves. However, it says the Chavetz Chaim, that's the Yetzahara. We have to make sure not to listen to the Yetzahara. Rather, we have to appreciate we have to realize all the chesed that Hashem does for us, all the kindness that Hashem does for us, and we have to thank Hashem. Then the Chavetz Chaim tells us a person has to be a makir es mekayim. He has to recognize his place in life. Eizu chacham, says the Mishnah in Perek Yavas, ha-makir es mekayimai. He recognizes who he is. And the Chavetz Chaim explains that a person shouldn't think that he's the biggest tzaddik. He shouldn't think he's the biggest tzaddik and he deserves so much from Hashem. But rather, he should lower his mindset and his attitude. And the other way around, he has to realize he has to improve. And he's not perfect. And if he thinks to himself that he's not perfect, when he looks at other people, he'll realize the same thing, that no one's perfect and it'll be easier to get along with other people. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Shim Yakiris Atzmoi Hakora Mitis. If a person recognizes himself, a proper understanding of who he really is, he'll remove the Gaiva, Tosra Gaiva Mimenu, because he realizes he has to improve on positive commandments, mitzvahs asay, and he has to refrain from mitzvahs lois asay. And he's not perfect. Just like he's not perfect, so too others aren't perfect. And therefore, he'll be able to work easier with other people and live easier with other people. And he'll appreciate everything that Hashem gives him. And he'll realize whatever Hashem gives him, it's beyond what he deserves. No matter what Hashem gives him, honor, money, friends, the person will come to realize that Hashem is acting with him with chesed. We should be noyeg, we should act with others with chesed. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos. Everyone should be healthy and safe. And call others, wish them a good Shabbos, wish them a good Yontif. All the best.